Alright, everybody, welcome back to episode 18. I have more special guests with me today. People, first time visitors, I guess, on the podcast. I have Whitey, which you've heard about, heard about him last episode. No, two episodes ago with Alex. Whitey, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, what's up, man? That was a totally awesome intro going on. I'm glad we can all agree about that, but it's glad to be here. I mean, you've mentioned me in a couple more episodes, too, but...
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's good to unveil myself.
Yeah, you know. And we also have our good friend over in Texas, Jose.
I think I'm going to go for the Alex intro of, hey, guys.
You know, hey, guys.
He let it guys.
That was the most amazing intro I've ever heard.
Yeah, he hit that one out of the park.
He went for the stars on that one. Dude.
He pierced the heavens.
He hit them, too.
He pierced the heavens and smacked the face of God.
I'm going with that one from now on. Just, hey, guys.
Yeah. So how about that intro, guys?
Amazing.
It gets me pumped. I mean,
had me dampened the whole time. I was just like sitting here.
Snap my fingers.
So, we've been, we wanted to, technically we started doing this podcast at like 10.
Or it was for like two hours ago.
Yeah, 2 hours ago. So 11. We, ran into a shitload of technical difficulties.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that now.
Yeah. My computer was refusing to record Skype calls. This is another Skype call. Hopefully it goes well. The last one we did with Alex, me and Terry's voices.
This one.
Yeah. And these, Jose and Whitey are going to be a little bit more responsible about their mic placement.
Not in the back of our throats, unlike someone.
Right next to my butt.
Right next to his butt. That's a good place. But yeah, 2 hours later, we finally just decided to say fuck it, and we went with this one program that gave us the problems last time. But hopefully...
So this might not even air, from what we know.
Yeah, so if you're hearing this right now, hooray! Good for you.
We did it, yeah!
We did it, guys!
The podcast that never was.
The lost episode. So, how are you guys? How you doing?
Doing good. Was playing Duty, now I'm on WoW, being a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I was watching Futurama, sweating my balls off.
Yeah, it's hot where both of you live, huh?
Yep, 108. Dude,
it's slave heat right now, dude, over here. I can't take it.
You're just not picking my cotton.
Dude, I swear, every person I see, I'm like, how to do balls? Because, like, this heat is just making me blacker.
Balls, man. Waving to the boat, balls.
See, it makes sense because Jose lives in Texas. You, Whitey, live in Connecticut, and that just doesn't click for me. I don't think of hot when I think of Connecticut.
Well, it was also, I looked on Yahoo News and stuff, it was like the East Coast getting a fucking massive heat wave, yeah.
Al Gore was right.
Al Gore, he's super serial. He was super serial.
He is super serial about all this.
Yeah, it's like... sorry.
So, well, that's weird. It's pretty good today here in California, at least. It's, we live in the valley, and usually the valley gets, like, the fucking butt end of the heat, us in LA, because, we're not near oceans, we're in a fucking valley, and it usually gets, like, humid and shit here. But today, yeah, it's, like, 86 outside, it's probably about 80 in my room.
Man, fuck you.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
No, see, that's where I miss Miami, dude. Miami was just like ocean. So it was nice and hot, but you were still chilling outside, dude. Here in Texas, it's dry. You go outside, you start sweating. It's not cool.
Yeah, I'm by a Long Island Sound, and it fucking reeks of fucking low tide all the time. And it's always humid, and I hate it, and I want the winter back.
Oh, so you can go shovel snow?
Yeah, dude, I'd fucking shovel. Dude, you don't fucking... I tell you this all the time. Everyone in my street is, like, old and decrepit, and they'll still pay me to fucking do their fucking street, their sidewalks and shit.
Do the cliche thing.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking knocking doors. I'm like, hell yeah, and fucking all the older people's kids are having kids now, and they're like visiting, and they're like, yeah, let's, you know, they're trying to take my business.
They took your job.
I'm breaking shovels and shit. This is my turf.
Took your turf.
You took your job. Me and my friends had this snow shoveling business, and well, these guys came and they took our job.
They took your job.
Took your job.
So, that's good. That's all good. You know, well, you guys are still playing a good amount of Duty lately. I mentioned in the last podcast that my 360 finally died, like, completely.
Wail the trumpets.
Yeah. It needs a proper burial. I feel like I'm bringing up my 360 too much in these podcasts, though.
No, they have to understand you're hurt.
Yeah. They don't know.
They don't know. They weren't there.
You weren't there. You don't know.
They weren't
the
there.
The pain that I suffered.
You've been missing a lot of Duty. I mean, it's...
Yeah, dude, we've been on a nuke spree.
Dude, 5 nukes in a row. All right, Todd, that's my challenge to people. 5 nukes in a row. Try to beat that.
I got, like, 3 nukes in, like, within an hour and a half. And, you know, but it's like we've just been on a fucking nuking spree lately. And I wasn't even trying for half of them.
Yeah, most of them is just I'm running in there just, you know, dicking around. I'm like, oh, Harrier, okay. And, like, that one of the nukes I got on estate was just, like, I called a Harrier, and I was already at an AC. It was just, I got, like, literally 6 of them off one airstrike from the Harrier. And then it was like, okay, the Harrier did damage. I called an AC, shot, like, 2 bullets out. There was the nuke.
Done.
Jesus, dude.
I've been working on my EMPs, though. No electronics for you.
I already have the title and emblem, so, for the EMP.
I got my nuke emblem, finally. Like, after that 5 in a row, it was just like, here you go.
Yeah, here it is.
I'm a few away from the nuke emblem.
I'm like, what, now I'm part of the 20% of people that actually got that legit?
Yeah, maybe 20. Seriously.
No coast.
So we looked up a few stories beforehand, before starting this podcast, so we have a little bit more direction. Although this podcast did start and is based off of a zero direction rule, still it's nice to bring up some stuff to talk about.
And have a little push, right?
Yeah. So, a while back, about maybe 2 or 3 months ago, it was back in November, I believe, of last year. She was in a theater, and she was having her birthday party and everything like that, and she had her camera out, and she was recording her friends in the seats and everything like that, and recorded about maybe 20 seconds, if that, of the Twilight New Moon, and one of the people, the, I don't know, what are those people called that come in with the wands?
The magicians?
The magicians came in and they were like, hey, you can't record in here. And then they kicked her out. And then the movie theater place was threatening to sue them. And, like, cops came and, like, they looked at the footage and then they, like, they smiled at the girl. And then they, like, looked over at the manager and they're like, seriously? Like, you could tell in the video that she was recording her friends. You know, like, it was just about a party thing, and they just did a really quick clip of it and stuff like that, and that's it. You know, they're not trying to record any of the movie or nothing, and the manager was like, well, I don't give a shit, blah, 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 and they had to arrest her.
Fuck
and
you.
So, anyways, yeah, this is, you know, a long intro into what's going on, but now the lady is now counter-suing them for...
Objection!
For claiming emotional distress, malicious prosecution on behalf of Movicho's Theaters or something? I don't know, but she's countersuing them because it's retarded.
All right, if that's the case, I'm suing her for emotional distress over having to listen to that fucking story. Because, I mean, it's common sense. There's fucking signs everywhere that says don't bring a fucking camera.
This
I mean,
is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're having fun, cool.
You know, I'm going to sue her for watching Twilight.
Yeah, shit.
You were watching Twilight.
That's like a fucking Harry Potter fan's giving me bullshit, too. Fuck Harry Potter.
Team Edward.
Either way.
Team Edward, go, yeah.
I don't even know I forgot Jacob, the other guy.
Jacob or something.
Yeah, dude.
Only fucking know because, like, my sisters went to see it.
Her fault, dude. I'm sorry. Her fault. That's like a dead on. Like, there's fucking signs, you know? It's like true. The people stealing McDonald's because they got fat. Yeah.
No, the shit. Hot coffee one. The hot coffee.
Yeah, dude. The coffee was hot. He burned himself. Oh, shit. Oh, and he actually sued. His went off, though, because there was no sign.
Yeah, there was no thing that says still, caution hot coffee.
Like, I mean, common sense is one of those things. They don't do common sense, I guess, as far as things go, but... I mean, with hers, if that theater did not have the, you know, do not bring fucking, you know, video surveillance shit like that, if they didn't have that, then yeah, maybe the lawsuit will go through, but if not, she's wasting her money and time, dude.
This is true.
All this over Twilight. I bet she's fighting that.
Yeah, she just wants to meet the actors, I bet. Like, oh, I'm so sad.
Like, I'll drop the lawsuit if I could just, like, you know, give Edward a little hand job and see his sparkles.
see the sparkles. I don't believe they're real.
I don't believe in vampires.
So yeah, and apparently the MPAA, the National Association of Theater Owners, they're offering a $500 reward to movie house workers who catch pirates. So the people who work there have motivation to catch people.
Yeah, they always do that with them. I mean, because if not, why would you give a fuck? Yeah. I mean, me personally, nah, dude.
All right, guys, great idea. I'll get a job there. Jose, I'm going to catch you.
Jose, you get arrested and put away for 3 years. And all I get $500.
Cool. I'll get out. I'll invest it.
Oh, shit. Let's do this, guys.
I have a little extra for the time you put in. No overtime, though.
Yeah, but minus, you know, the fucking ass rapings that'll go on in jail. Yeah, don't worry about those.
Yeah,
but
don't worry about rich, that. So I'll be $500 richer.
You know, I just might flee the country, and you'll never hear from me again.
With $500.
Starting the new life with 500 big ones, dude.
$500?
Yeah. So, yeah, good luck with that.
It's a good push for them. I mean, I had, Cooper used to work at the fucking theater. And, I mean, that was your motivation. I mean, really, like me, when I worked at fast food, if people came up and, like, stole drinks, I'm not going to stop them, right? They don't pay me enough. And I mean, if they were like, dude, I'll give you $20 for every asshole you grab, dude, I would have been tackling bitches at that job. But no, dude, fuck that.
You would have broke some people's bones, you man.
You would have chased them like you were, you know what? I had a good one and I lost it. So
yeah, I was going to say, your train of thought just dive bombed there.
You were going.
I had a good racist thing going on, but I lost it.
Dude, shit, I would be planning fucking stuff into people's shit and be like, I caught him! Give my $20.
I got that nigga.
Just planting, like, knives and stuff.
Oh, wait,
on
this
him.
Isn't Howard Stern. Whoops.
Yeah, dude, definitely.
He had a knife. Like,
if they were paying me, like, off the people I catch, dude, shit. I'm planning shit on people. Dude.
I guess
don't
that
go
is
to the
motivation.
Restaurant.
So,
that, dude.
Yep. That, That lady is an American.
She's giving us a good name.
Yeah.
She's a Twilight mom.
See, this is one reason why I want to move over to Europe. Just because I don't think they deal with, you know, the retarded people who go and try to sue everybody for everything. You know, like the Hurt Locker guys. We were talking about them earlier.
All right.
Suing 5,000 some odd people. And, the thing about that, too, is that they're trying to make an individual suit for everybody. So 5,000 individual suits.
Wow.
And, people were laughing in the forum that I was in. They were laughing. It's like, God damn, that's going to take years for all those lawyers to, like, work through all that paperwork and everything. So, it's becoming a lost cause.
Wasn't that movie, like, not even... It was a good movie, but wasn't it even not, like, funded that much?
No,
like, They're probably trying to make extra of what they lost.
Yeah, they didn't make their money back from what they put into the movie. That's why they're suing. That's why they're suing.
We
right?
want our money back.
Right. And they got so pissed because they were nominated for, like, a bunch of awards and stuff, and I think they won a few. And what happened is that, you know, we talked about how their supply couldn't keep up with people's demand, you know, it was only being sold in a few places, and those places that it was being sold was always sold out, so people were like, fuck this, I'm just going to go online, you know?
Yeah, like when that movie, where they're like, oh, this movie's coming out, I was like, this looks like an interesting movie, it might be good. Right. And then, you know, fucking push came to shove, no theater had it. So yeah. What's the point?
When all else fails, go to the interweb.
Yeah, fucking steal. Sorry.
So, yeah, people, you know, I don't, I think that media should be more accessible towards people, but I don't think that people should bitch and cry when, you know, their stuff doesn't do well because they didn't have enough supply. They didn't have enough film and stuff to throw out of theaters, or even when they came out in DVD and Blu-ray. You know, it still didn't do well because they would, as soon as it was come in, people would buy it up and then they wouldn't restock it.
Well, they bought as much as they could now. Either that or people are stopping, you know, like a full seas on buying from them. Because, I mean, shit, I was at Walmart and they fucking had a couple of them.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, there's that movie people were fucking suing over. Eh,
yeah.
fuck them.
Yeah, didn't you, weren't you telling me that? You're just like...
Huh?
No, I think I remember Jose mentioning that to me at some point.
Yeah, I just walked down, I'm like, oh, Hurt Locker, look at that. Fucking, oh, well, I'm not going to bother.
It's like, that's
I don't
not
even
around
want...
here. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I was watching, I just wanted to rent it to watch it on Blu-ray, and fucking, I watched that shit like a hawk. Like, every time I'd go into Hollywood Video, I knew people that worked there, and I was like, when's that movie coming in? When's that movie coming in? And they're like, oh, well, it looks like it's checked out by so-and-so, and they're going to bring it back, or it's due on this day.
And they're like, never bringing it back.
Fuck yeah, so I came back that day, and they're like, it literally, like, went out 2 minutes ago. I'm like, you son of a bitch!
Where's my friend? Where there's drugs. You know that? You're like, you're in California where there's drugs and that's easier to get than that fucking movie. Like, that's how you know how bad that movie, like, did as far as, you know, shipping goes.
Right.
Come on, dude. If you can get yourself some weed.
It wasn't a bad movie. Like, I enjoyed watching it. It's an interesting take on, you know, the way bomb squads working over in Afghanistan and stuff. Or Iran or wherever the fuck they were. Middle East.
Somewhere. Somewhere out Middle there East. In unspecified states.
Again, we are American. We don't focus on the details.
Okay. All right. Middle East. That'll work.
Like I said, unspecified Stan.
There you go. Well, a lot of our subscribers are, I think there's actually a split right now. Actually, no. There's probably about 75% of our subscribers are United States Americans and stuff, and the rest are all around the other world, other side of the world. Like Malaysia, China, Philippines, New Zealand,
really?
Australia, Japan, Singapore.
Shout out to the Japan people. That's all I gotta say.
Why would they want to listen to two white guys and a black guy talk?
Because that's very ethnic, all right? That's why.
But it's just like they don't. It's very. They really would not care what we have to say. They'll probably
don't
just
say you're still the minority.
No matter where I go, I'm a fucking minority. Damn it. Like, even in Africa, you know the sad part is in Africa that the white people are still majority in Africa. The fucking black guys are still fucked.
Yeah, but see, even to Africa, you're more like, you're the American pig African. So in a sense, they look down on you, and they're still better than you.
Yeah. So.
Sucks.
We're real black, and we're Kenyan. We click-clack.
We click-clack. So, is there any stories that you guys brought up that you wanted to talk about?
A Texas woman that won the lottery like four times.
Oh, yeah, I read about that the other day.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, some lady won the lottery four times and has got like $200 million or something.
She's like, she ain't doing shit, more than a million each time.
Yeah.
For a total of $20.4 million.
That was for the first two. After that,
the most recent win that everyone has taken, $10 million, called,
Wasn't it she won the lotto and then bought a couple scratch-offs and then won from that, and then, like, she just won a bunch of different lottos.
Dude, she could probably buy every single scratch-off and just win more profit off of that.
Probably not, dude. Some of those are fucking bad, dude. I'm working at a gas station, like, I think I see, like, three scratch-offs out of, like, every 100 I sell. And that's the ones I sell. Like, sometimes they come and they give us stuff that, like, we don't carry, but, like, they bought it somewhere else. And, I mean, as far as it goes, like, we sold... I think I actually had one that was a $200 scratch-off. The girl, like, I mean, it was some bitch lady, dude. And, like, it's kind of those things that, damn it, dude. Like, you know, the fucking assholes are getting lucky in life. This lady came in. I didn't attend her. I was actually coming in after. But apparently she was being a bitch, dude. She was just fucking, you know, being arrogant, being snobby, being all like, you know, fuck you, I want this shit now or whatever. And she ended up winning $200, you know, paid for a $2 ticket, got $200. And I mean, it kind of sucks, but what can you do?
Where's karma in that? Where the hell's the karma?
I know, you know, you try to live your life thinking that, you know, that there is karma out there, you know, so you do nice things, you know, sooner or later that's going to catch up to you. But when? Yeah.
But when?
Right.
Like, all right, look at, what about that other guy? The guy that won, you know, from McDonald's, the hot coffee fucking guy. What's he doing? I bet he's getting bitches right now. You know, what's, where's his karma?
He's looking that was a bitch. For something else.
I know, that was an asshole move, you know. He won it, and he sought it out, and he was like, I'm gonna get this.
He's gonna get keepy money.
The case being that the guy got coffee, and there was no warning, so he spilt it, and, you know, burnt himself.
No, he just drank it. He just went for the fucking shot and burned his fucking tongue.
Oh, did he?
And see, yeah, it was basically, man, from what I remember, is like he just fucking just, oh, I went to go drink it, like, you know, like it was fucking a cold glass of water, and ended up burning himself. And he sued, and I mean, you know, what about that guy? I mean, as far as it goes, I think karma should apply to him, because unless he was that retarded that he didn't realize and put two and two together, I'm sorry, that's a common sense thing to realize coffee's hot, especially when there's steam coming out of it.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you can feel it, too, on the cup. It's not like the cups that give you, like, completely isolated thermally.
They give you that fucking, like, ghetto-ass cardboard, like, thin layer.
Yeah.
Fucking hold.
It looks like it was made out of the box that held stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, fuck that guy. Or about that lady way, way, way back when who was driving an RV and got up while driving to make a sandwich.
Oh, they thought it was it would auto drive when it was just like the cruise. They thought auto cruise meant that it would cruise control.
Yeah,
like she can go up and fucking, you know, she drove that bitch off a cliff. She's like, I didn't know. Like, really?
Yeah, she, because it wasn't in the manual to not do that. And so she sued him for, like, $4.7 million or something like that.
I really think she sat there and fucking drove it off the cliff, because, I don't know, dude. If you let a car, a fucking RV go on cruise control, dude, and you're not looking where it's going, I don't know, dude. Chances of living were really slim for her, so I don't know how she managed to survive.
She lucked out. That's what she did. She was like, okay, I could either kill myself or I'll get $4.7 million.
I'll either get a lot of money or I'll die. I like the odds. They seem to be in my favor.
I think that's like a 60-40. 60-40 percentage.
Yeah, but it's, you know, people have like, really don't, like, common sense is like, where the hell is it these days?
I think common sense gets thrown out of the window when you get hit by all the taxes and shit that you have to pay.
And when you got bills to pay, dude, I'm dumb as fuck, all right? But like that, I'll be the guy running in the street getting hit by a car. Like, I didn't know the sign meant stop, you know?
I thought it was French.
You ate chicken of the sea, and you're like, this is a chicken?
They got pissed.
It's a fucking lie.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm going
this
for,
this shit's
dude.
Tuna!
Who the fuck made this tuna? Like,
someone robbed me, took my chicken out, and put tuna in there. I want my money back. I'm suing.
Dude, that's what it's coming to, man. I'm sorry. I mean, like, as far as it goes, you got bills to pay, taxes are a bitch. Fuck it, dude. I'll be the dumbest. I'm the dumbest fuck you can meet right now if I'm gonna get paid like that.
See? And that's where it is.
We should hunt
that. And that's living the dream, baby. That's the American dream.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Collecting.
All right. Speaking of deaths, because, you know, we're going on with this whole, you know, wonderful subject.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about Foxconn?
Oh, yeah, all the suicides.
Yeah, but you heard what they did, right? They did the most dick move possible for the suicides.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, you know, trying to be nicer, you know, like, you know, fix up hours, you know, lose a little bit of money to save someone's life. Nah, dude, they went for the complete dick move. They just put nets on the building so people, when they jump off, the net will catch them.
Yeah, they put suicide nets. Instead of like, cutting hours and, you know, giving people vacation and days off, they put suicide nets.
You know, giving them giving them some shrink time, you know, maybe just to see what's wrong with them, you know, aside from the fact they're getting, you know, overworked. No, fuck that. We're going to spend $20, put some nets around this fucking building. And then once we catch them in the net, they go right back to work. Fuck that.
they probably didn't even pay $20 for that net. They probably had the workers make it.
You're making your own
suicide nets.
Hey, we're doing hammocks for a while, guys. Wink, wink.
Finger quote.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dick move, dude. But that's again what it's come down to, man. Fucking Foxconn's not doing so hot.
No,
but
not.
we all want our iPhones and Xboxes and PS3s and Wii's, so.
And we want them cheap. And to get them cheap, that has to be that way.
Yep. Especially
it's
you.
Sad truth.
You're gonna wanna. get a new 360. Cheap.
Anyways.
I mean, the sad part is the freaking, you know, all the pieces that go into it are like not even the, you know, most of the cost of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you think about like a CD, like just any random audio CD, which I know those aren't really heard of anymore.
I know.
Music CDs.
Music's going to MP3s.
There's these discs that have music on them.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, in my time, we had these CD things. They were called CDs.
We had these CD things called CDs.
Yes. We were a very simple time back then. Hey, compact discs, all right, happy.
You want to see my Jonas Brothers tattoo? It was really bitching back in the day. Who are the Jonas Brothers? Well, they're not really brothers anymore, and they're not cute anymore because they're old. But when they were young, it was bitching.
That little boy made me a pedo, I tell you.
Young boys.
But yeah, dude, like, as far as it goes, like, CDs and shit, they cost, like, what, like, fucking 20 cents to make? And we fucking mark it up. I know, dude, that's, like, that's highballing it.
Yeah, that's super highball.
And, I mean, like, it's they just the fucking markups, dude. And, I mean, as far as it goes, if they were to lower those markups, it makes sense, but fuck them, they're not gonna.
Because
they put too much money into, like, their entertainment, you know, towards, like, advertising it. They got to make extra money somewhere, and it's all about money, dude.
We want yeah, it's like, we want money. Everyone wants money. We had this same money discussion with what we thought was going to be PS3 exclusives onto the 360, and you made
whoever can give them the fatter check is the guy who's going to get the exclusive.
Yeah, but in the same aspect, it's just like, you know, spreading it out between all the systems. It's like, you don't do that, you don't like money. Hey, guys. What is it? Square Enix doesn't like money.
Actually, I heard, you know, why the whole PS3 thing. How come there's no exclusives on PS3 as much? And I found out the reason why is because since they offer their, you know, they have their free, you know, the free home or free whatever they want to call it, PSN.
PSN, yeah.
The reason why they didn't get that many exclusives, and they're actually starting to get them now, like they're going to get Assassin's Creed and a couple other things.
Well, they're getting the betas and stuff before everyone.
The reason why is because when things were free, when it was completely a free basis, the actual companies got charged for downloads.
Oh, really?
So basically, like when Resident Evil came out for PS3, the demo, you know, out of all those millions of downloads, Capcom got a bill. Here's all your downloads. You know, that's why they're not getting it. I mean, as far as it goes, now they have their, you know, PS3, Xbox Live
Gold thing.
That's probably going to...
I could have sworn that... Well, I mean, I'm sure it probably played a factor in it as well, but I just figured that Xbox is such a bigger user base, too. You know, like, there's so much more Xboxes out there than there is PS3s.
Well, I mean, that's also one of the cases, but I mean, as far as it goes, it's also the money thing. You know, we pay what? $50 for a whole year, but those $50 go towards, you know, you got, the world can't be free, you know, that's what PS3 is like, yeah, it's freaking free. You got bills, nigga.
Fuck you, it's free, bro.
It's not free.
You got bills, nigga. I could just see, like, one of the CEOs of PlayStation. No, of Xbox.
You got bills,
like,
motherfucker?
Yelling at the PS3 guys. Yo, we got bills, motherfucker. That's why we charge.
Yeah, dude, someone has to pay somewhere, dude. You just can't have, like, all these people, you know, playing on lobbies, you know, all this fucking, you know, uploading and downloading, going back and forth, and it just, you know, magically be free.
You get charged for every lobby you join.
If that's the case, dude, then people are shitting fucking unicorns and rainbows, all right? Because nothing in life is free, so someone's going to get charged. And that's the case. That's why not that many went over, but now that they have their little, you know, Xbox Live PS3 Gold shit, you know, we're going to start seeing more demos coming there, but guess what? Those demos are going to be exclusive towards the people that pay the fee.
Right.
Of course.
Because, you know, that's going to help now with downloads and all that.
Yep.
And
it's the same exact shit that Xbox has been doing since it came out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, just, like, 3 years behind.
Yeah.
And all the flame wars that were like, why are you paying $50? What are you, stupid? $50 for, like, you know, a connection fee? You already have the Xbox and you have internet. I'm like, dude, it's $50 for a year, okay?
And it's also to keep our servers up. Like, PlayStation, they had a problem with keeping their servers up all the time, you know? And, like, the PlayStation Network has crashed a few times and people fucking freaked. And they thought they lost everything. And then, like, the next day, PlayStation's like, oh, well, just kidding. Everything's fine.
JK.
It was just a joke, guys. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we had ours. And, I mean, we do get the people that flame, like, ridiculous. You know, like, when, before the dashboard update, before we got the, you know, the NXE crap.
Yeah.
Like, this whole meet with the avatars. I remember Xbox went down for, like, 2 days or, like, a day and a half. And, like, if you went to Xbox.com, it was just fucking flooded. What the fuck? I paid for a whole year. Where's right. my day? I'm like, dude, I fucking missed out on Xbox for, like, 4 days in a row straight, and you don't hear me complaining.
Wait. That was the big update, basically, from where the avatars and party chat and all that
it
stuff
It was the pre-update to yeah. that. It was, like, it was a couple, like, a month or two before. Like, they were, like, it was coming out a little after summer. And, like, in summer, we got 2 days of, like, no Xbox. Like, we were offline for 2 days.
Yeah.
And people just, because it was like, you know, up getting everything ready, like a pre-update for the big update coming up.
Yeah, because remember I got my Xbox short, like maybe a month or so before the big update came.
Yeah.
And basically it's like, it was a fucking pain in the ass because none of us could ever talk to each other. We always had to be in the one-on-one chit-chats, private chats. And it's just like, oh, yeah.
You're
like, BRB, talking to Adrian. All right, yeah, I'm back.
You picked a good friend. You're like, I'm going to talk to this guy.
Everyone. And it was just fucking, it's like, now that I look back on it, I'm just like, wow. It's just like, I can't imagine the other, however long Xbox has been out up until the big update.
See, when I did it, there wasn't that many people with an Xbox. Like, that whole group of friends we had that had it. Dude, like, I was just me and Adrian all the time talking because, like, that was it. It's like, who's online? Oh, Adrian. Duh. All right, cool.
Yeah.
But
it just seems like we could, like, you just, like, a big group of friends wanted to chit chat and whatnot. It's just like, it was impossible up until, like, the big update came. Unless you were in, like, a game lobby.
Yeah, right. It was like, dude, we used to do that actually before it came out. When me, Adrian, Hobbit, like, all of us wanted to actually talk, we would sit in Call of Duty 4 in a private match and just sit there. We'd have the private match going if we got bored and wanted to run around and kill each other. But we just sat in there. I turned my TV off, and we'd use that for party chat.
Ghetto chat, more like.
That was back in the day, dude.
Ghetto chat.
Okay, well, back on the whole flaming thing, because I've been thinking about this for the past few days. I don't know if it is just me, or because I'm on the because I own an Xbox and I use that more than my PS3. If does it feel like it to you guys that PS3 fanboys always are way more aggressive about proving that PlayStation is better than 360 than the other way around?
Okay.
I would say, yeah.
Two words, bro. Chad Woden. Remember Chad Woden.
Who is that?
You've never seen the YouTube video of Chad Woden, bro?
No.
It was like this fucking Asian fucking like guy, and he's like, sup, bitches? Yo, it's Chad Woden. I'm going to talk to you about that PS triple, dog. Yo, that triple, man. That triple, where was that?
It was just
and like,
hilarious.
It was like five videos of just that, and it was the most hilarious shit. Because all he would just say is, man, that shit is slick, nigga. That shit is sleek like me, yo. It's slick. But he never once said anything about, like, the processor. Like, he just was like, it looks pretty.
It's slick. It looks pretty. It's black.
He's like, show that bitch shiny little motherfucker. It's pretty.
Controller around. You wave it around, and you do stuff.
Okay, if I could find those videos, I'll link them in the link bucket. Because that sounds hilarious.
The Wii too.
Yeah, he did one. He's like, the Wii looked like a dildo. And yeah, he's like, about dildo, like,
I feel like I'm jacking off every time I'm playing it and shit.
Yeah, he was talking shit. Like, if you want to, like, start a flame war, put those videos on. For Legend of Zelda fans, he was like, yo, Link, that nigga's a faggot. Yo, Master Chief, fuck that guy, yo. He was just, like, calling names out for, like, the prides of the games and was like, nah, man, PS3, yo, we talked about that triple.
Wow. But no, cool. Like, it seems like the PS3 owners, like, always feel like they have to prove that they're better than us.
They have
like,
to.
I'm not an Xbox fanboy, but that is my interest as of now. Like, I've owned this is my third PS3 that has been in this household, and it always just reverts back to a Blu-ray player. Like, I don't ever want to play games on it. Like, I have Fallout 4 right now, or Fallout 3, rather. And I've been playing it on and off the past day or two, and it's just like, this looks like shit. I'd rather play it on the PC and, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know, 360 seems more accessible. Like, I could just boot it up and have fun with it. Like, I could go to the park. I could go to the park with my 360 and the PS3 would just want to go to the library.
He wants to be all cool and study. Fuck him.
The Xbox knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, so I don't know. I had a little rant with against a PS3 owner the other day.
Was it George?
No, it was one of George's friends through Facebook posted something, or Alex actually started the war, and he ended up getting a hold of me because he needed help.
I need backup.
So,
calling Mongoose too.
I went backup. In and talked about how Halo 3 alone outsold six of PlayStation 3's flagship titles. And that was like Resistance 1 and 2, Killzone 1 and 2.
Which two sucked.
Not Just Cause.
Cause.
The Uncharted 2 and the Little Big Planet, I believe. Yeah, I don't know. There were a bunch of flagship titles, and Halo 3 outsold them. And then, like, this PS3 fangirl or whatever, some random chick came in and, like, was talking about, why would I want a box that has a 50% failure rate and all this other shit, and like all they can bring up ever,
like 5 years ago, like,
exactly, that was my response. I was like, yeah, what the fuck are you smoking? That was like 3-4 years ago, you know. They fixed that shit now. Like, the only reason mine, it's ironic for me to be arguing about this with mine being dead, but mine's dead because it is an old model. Like, the fucking manufacture date on this shit is old. You know, yeah. I took a risk and whatever. I'm going to get it replaced with a new one and be just fine. So, I don't know.
I will give it, like, I mean, as far as it goes, their failure rate is, like, with the Xbox, it was a past thing, but they owned up to it. That's the one thing I will give Microsoft, is they owned up to it. They said, guys, we fucked up.
And then they gave you an extended 3-year warranty.
Yeah, they extended
everything.
They were like, any model that was, like, this old, dude, if it fucks up, we got you. You know, they realized our bad. Like, before, they were charging like $80 to get it refurbished, and they were like, "Wait a minute, we got like 50,000 people calling, and we fucked up."
I think we might have fucked up, guys.
PS3 doesn't give a fuck because PS3 has their own kind of like red ring.
It's like a yellow light.
Yeah, the yellow light. If you get the yellow light, dude, Sony will tell you good luck.
Have fun.
They don't care. They're like, that's not our fault. They won't own up to it. And I mean, like,
so what's the yellow light? What is this yellow light?
It's basically like the same as the red ring. Yeah, like, I don't know if it's a video card error, but it's a hardware issue.
George would know.
And
George would
if
know.
You get the yellow light, you're done. You have a very expensive paperweight.
done.
They didn't own up. And like, it sucks, you know, like even with the, they had, PS3 had a couple disc tray errors, just like the Wii did.
Yeah.
But PS3 was telling them to fuck off too. They were like, "Oh, here, yeah, you can send it back for an extra $100." You know,
you gotta pay us to take it, and then you gotta pay us again to get it back.
I don't want that shit.
Yeah, you think we have room for all these fucking paperweights?
Hell no, we don't have enough papers to hold down.
I mean, that was the case, and I mean, Xbox owned up to it, and I will say, you know, that's, they're keeping their gamers happy.
Yeah,
it's true. I would say that the 360 owners is probably the happier group, not because they have more numbers as well, but I'm saying
we paid less for our system and we got a pretty good deal out of it. Yeah. PS3 paid like $600.
That was back when as well. They've dropped down.
Isn't it equal now? Aren't
they? Yeah. Well, the new 360 is equal to the old PS3 Slim.
They're equal, but they really, you know, they had to gut out so much, you know? Compare the original one with the new ones.
It's
so sad, you know? You're like, what the fuck? I lost all these other little, you know, gadgets and all this. And
I don't need that in my PS3.
That's true.
I was psyched.
I owned two of the older fat PS3s. And 2 days ago, I got a slim one, and all it has now is two USBs in the front.
Yeah, it took out like all the cool shit that had, like, you know, the compatibility with the Memory Card Pro Duo.
And there's no more backwards compatibility, like, at all.
All right, I heard about that. Yeah, because Matt has one. Matt got one for free, like one of the original ones. He got a PS3 for free for some raffle or whatnot, and this was when
for
he
a
was
wrap
still.
Off.
Exactly.
He's that rap boy.
If I
ever see my buddy fucking rapping, I'll I will fucking rip my shorts off and eat them. I will eat them.
Okay, continue.
Because Matt is just, yeah, but anyways, he got it for like free, and he's never used it and whatnot. And I'm just like, I was like about to be like, dude, I'll fucking pay you like $150, $200 for that shit. But, you know.
You're like, it's a waste of money. Shit.
Exactly.
But then I woke up.
Then I woke up and I kind of wish I did.
And, yeah, the only one that is backwards compatible is the old school 60 gig.
Yeah.
It makes me regret selling my, I sold my PS2. I was like, well, I'm going to get a PS3 and then I'll, you know, I'll be fine. Now I got to go back and get a fucking PS2, which I think was their aim, those fucking assholes.
We're still getting PS2 sales. All right.
We're going to dick them, all right? We're going to know backwards. They got to buy another one. Fuck them.
Buy a new one.
As far as Xbox goes, they also recently they topped the 1 billion mark for, you know, Xbox Live sales.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And most of it was actually due to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it had to.
With those fucking with those $15 tag fucking resurgence fucking packs and all that other shit. $30 is basically you bought another game.
Yeah.
For fucking what, 10 maps?
Yeah, like five
and
maps. What?
And most of them are old ones.
Recycle.
So basically six maps.
Yeah.
No, basically. It was it's four maps. Four new maps.
I thought it was five.
Six old maps.
I thought it was five each. Two were remakes and three new ones.
There's three new ones?
Yeah, that's what I thought for each pack. There was three new ones and you got two remakes.
That's right, no, that's right, yeah. Okay, so it was two old ones. So it's recycled. I mean, four recycled, six new.
Although, you know, they probably should have just fucking had some sort of thing, they probably should have did it, like, you know, just like, here's all the Call of Duty 4 maps in one pack.
Yeah, that would have been, you know, been like called, you know, like, they did that with Gears of War. It was called,
Gears of Maps.
No,
Gears
no.
Of Maps.
Oh, I forgot the name of it, dude. It was basically like, you know, all the original maps that everyone used to play that they loved from Gears 1.
It was probably called, like, Gears of War Classic or something.
Probably. But see, that's another thing I've noticed. It's just like, when you have a sequel to a game, but it's just like, a lot of the Call of Duty 4 maps were pretty good, you know?
Yeah, they were okay.
You know,
I could have gone without Overgrown.
We all could have gone without Shipment.
Yeah.
But, I mean, stuff like that is like...
That wasn't a map.
It was a square.
But it's stuff like that is just like, you know, you might as well just port over the maps so you have more shit to play in, you know?
I still feel like they should have let us use the maps from Call of Duty 4, like the ones we downloaded.
The broadcast, Chinatown.
Yeah, broadcast, fucking Chinatown, which was a remake.
Chinatown was a remake. Wasteland's a remake.
Most people didn't realize Chinatown's
Wasteland is like a rebuild of a map from like O2 or Call of Duty 2 or something.
Call of Duty 1.
That's why no one even cared.
The original.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it still sucked.
Hell no.
Wasteland sucks.
Oh, Wasteland, no. Oh, I thought you meant Call of Duty 1, because me and Jose fucking, we rocked the shit out of that, man.
Fucking cows, dude. Cows were the best protection of life.
Dead cows.
Dude, the Gears map pack was called the Flashback map pack. There you go. And it was all the old stuff. And they need to do something like that with like a flashback Call of Duty map.
And not or charge just, you know, fucking $15.
Yeah.
Exactly.
800 like points.
Dick move.
Dumb. You know, they need the money, though, because, you know what, Infinity Ward's fucking dead. They need as much as they can get.
Infinity Ward's not dead, dude. They'll come back.
No, it's not.
They'll come back.
Call of Duty is dead. Treyarch is going to ruin it, dude.
I mean, I'm hopeful, but then again, I was hopeful for World at War, and I think I sold that back faster than any game I've ever owned. So, like, it's...
Well, I'd say World at War was probably a bad step because they went back to World War II.
If they fucked probably... up my car. Fuck them. Fuck them.
You're still QQing about the car 98.
Dude, I love that sniper rifle, and they had to fuck it up, dude. They,
Angry.
No, dude, because this is Call of Duty 1, basically, you know, bolt-action rifles, you know, aiming down the sight. Me and Jose would have Mosin Nagant versus car 98 battles all the fucking time, and he was obsessed with it. He slept with it a couple times, and once World at War came out, he's just like, fuck, dude, I don't like this at all.
Me and the car, bro, I used to sit there like, this is my gun. There are many like it, but this one is mine. I loved that gun. I used it as much as I could.
This is for fighting. This is for fun.
Yeah, so... Anyways, let's get off of Call of Duty.
No.
Just getting sad.
I'm getting
let's
depressed.
Talk about all right, let's talk about women before we, you know, we start seeming gay. Let's talk about the lingerie model who's going to run down the streets butt naked.
Yeah.
Even though Paraguay lost, I'm still okay because she's hot.
There's going to be a lot of pictures on the internet.
Dude,
there already is.
Of her running that. What? Link
not,
me.
Not naked. But
there's just pictures of her wearing tight-ass shirts. You
yeah.
Know? No, she's got to. No, that wasn't part of the deal. She's got to get naked.
You can kind of already imagine. You put TNT, you're like, all right, yeah, that's going to be pretty good. I mean, she was going to run down if Paraguay won. They lost.
Paraguay.
We were all sad. We were like, damn it, why'd they lose? Not because we wanted to
cheer for Paraguay.
We wanted to see a naked girl.
That was probably the most excited people got during the World Cup right now.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, you know, I want to see a naked girl. No, dude, we can see that on the internet, but we wanted to see her naked, okay?
Yeah, we want her.
Just because you've seen a bunch of titties doesn't mean, you know, you don't want to see the next titty. That's how it works.
Yeah. You don't get a complete set. It's just not right.
It's economics.
I demand and you supply.
Well, apparently she's still going to do it now because Axis was like, here's some money, which is kind of like prostitution.
Kind of.
So there's no, but there's no insertion anywhere.
I don't think the World Cup is in America anyways, is it?
In Africa.
Well, there you go.
She might get AIDS, though.
She might get AIDS walking around like that.
She's definitely going to have to wear that rape fucking condom.
Yeah.
Because... They'll fucking do the black guys there. Will fucking just it'll be a pack of animals. Running down.
You see her all running. You see a fucking dust cloud behind her, a bunch of fucking Kenyans and shit.
Actually, you know, just because I was gonna say Mel Gibson, dude. Did you hear about him fucking talking
that
about black
crazy not... rant of his?
No, I did not.
Okay, remember Mel Gibson got drunk and was like, "Fuck the Jews," you know. Okay, he got drunk again and was like, fuck niggers. this guy is like the most amazing drunk for saying racist shit.
Like, who's recording him? Like, who's
his wife. It was his wife. She's going to be his ex-wife, but apparently they've been having like a bunch of arguments left and right, and it's just been bad. And she actually had a recording of him when he was just fucking shit out fucking wasted. And to quote exactly what he said, it was, "You look like a fucking pig in heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault." During one of his things. And he's also referring to her as a whore, a cunt. He also said some funny shit, too. It was like, "How dare you act like such a bitch when I have been so fucking nice?" And then he says, I'm going to come and burn the fucking house down. But you will blow me first.
Go Mel Gibson.
He's still being mad about it, but he is a crazy drunk, and he will always say something racist. I can't wait for the next group he insults.
Wow.
Who can it be? Who can it possibly be?
It's like the Gibson Watcher. What's he going to say really fucked up?
Like, how does he not know that people are, like listening to all the shit and know that they're just expecting him to be all crazy?
You think it's not news anymore, dude.
It's for the harvest.
I think they're like, Gibson, dude, fuck it. He's cool. You know, they're like, I can't get mad at that guy.
You can get mad at Gibson.
No, all the women are like, he was in whatever, you know, whatever women want or whatever, that fucking movie. They loved him in that shit. And the guys were like, yeah, Braveheart, motherfucker. Yeah. We give that man respect, all right?
Moon them.
No one gave a fuck. He said nigger. We were like, yeah, he's the worst. It's all good. And we just walked away.
But you know what? I think Gerard Butler is taking his place in that whole situation. Because he's doing romantic comedies left and right, but he still pulls out crazy movies like Law Abiding Citizen and shit like that.
Sorry, you say that name and all I refer to is fucking 300. That's
like, well, there you go, dude. Right there.
I left that bitch wanting to punch someone in the face. I was like, you know.
I got thrown out of the theater.
Thanks for watching the movie. Like, just punched someone.
I got thrown out of the theaters during 300. It was a funny story. Basically... It was just so pumped up. I'm like, yeah, Sparta. And by the time, I think they're starting to fight the immortals and shit, some dude's just like, shut up. And I'm like, go fuck yourself, you Persian bastard. And then the magicians came.
Oh, actually, I got a story about that. Well, related to that. Back when I used to go to Volkswagen shows and shit all the time, one of our campouts, this guy, the older crowd of the Volkswagen owners, they're burnt out, like, hippies, pretty much.
They're stoned out of their minds.
Yeah, they're pretty much stoned and shit like that. And, like, they, you know, everybody gets super drunk and stuff like that during all the campouts. And this one time, I remember I was trying to sleep, and everybody was out partying still and stuff like that. And out of nowhere, I hear this one guy just screaming at this other dude, and he ends up calling him a Persian, and apparently the guy was so drunk that he thought he was in the movie 300, and he was challenging this guy that was way bigger than him, and that no one liked the guy that was challenging him, so he had a shitload of people against him, so he just thought he was in the movie at that moment. He kept calling this guy a Persian, and the guy was, like, full-blown Mexican. And so
they were kind of close,
close
enough. Yeah, and so he kept calling him a person and stuff like that, and say he's gonna fuck him up and all this other shit. And like, they ended up fighting for like a little bit, and that one guy who thought he was in the movie ended up getting his ass kicked, and he left the next morning before everybody else woke up. So it was just pretty funny listening to, you know, fucking Persian, you know, I'll fucking kick your ass.
The magicians came and they fucking threw me out.
I was just
like, no,
game.
Sparta. I'm like kicking and screaming. I'm like, no. I was just like, don't give it to Leonidas.
I think that movie has ruined more lives than it has helped.
Dude, that movie was fucking epic, though. It was the one movie that just pumps you up, dude. You leave that shit, you want to punch the fucking attendant in the face. Like, thank you, fuck you.
Thank you for a wonderful movie. Wha-bam.
Okay, off subject, I need to bring it up, and I know we're not talking about Call of Duty anymore, but I still have to.
But fuck you.
No, it's just that, you know, I've heard a lot of speculation that Activision's going to do a pay-to-play service. Kind of like how WoW is, but they want to do a pay-to-play for Call of Duty. Now, what do you think about that?
I don't understand how that would
each
work.
Each match, $5. Every
no,
match
you just, play. You pay to play. Okay, you just pay, let's say, $10, right? $10 to connect to the servers to play Call of Duty. Just the same shit. Like, basically, imagine you load up Call of Duty, play single player, right? Now you play multiplayer. When you go to multiplayer, it'll load you into the Activision servers, but you need to have that account paid for to join multiplayer.
On 360 or just PC?
In general, everything.
Everything?
PS3 is going to have to pay. PC is going to have to pay. Xbox is going to have to pay. That's what they're talking about from Activision's point of view. I mean,
that is retarded. Yeah, I do not agree with that at all.
I feel like the amount of people that actually would, though.
No, there is people that are going to do it. Trust me, I've already heard a bunch of, like, I've seen YouTube channels where guys are like, well, you know, if there's a pay-to-play, it's going to weed out a lot of the, you know, the non...
Yeah,
it's not.
It will.
It's really not. Think about it.
No.
Just as much kids as all the kids that actually play, you know, their parents are going to give them money either way. If they're little rich kids, they're going to play regardless if there's fucking $15 fees. You know, WoW, they pay $15 a month, and a lot of people play that. If you think someone's not going to pay for Call of Duty, dude, you're mistaken.
It's more like, you know, people with, like, us, you know, we're not going to pay that shit. And since you probably, people that do play there are probably just going to be all the fucking trolls and
shit. Yeah, there's going to be two groups of people that are still going to play Call of Duty after that. The super hardcore people, you know, like Tabe and Hutch and all those people over on fucking YouTube. And then the hackers. The people who aren't even going to be playing, but they'll have some sort of way of getting through. And then, you know, the JTAG fuckers. You know, or
they're gonna figure something out.
Right, you know, and it's going to weed... The people that it's going to weed out is the people that are fun to play with, like us.
Yeah, people. That, like, you can talk to and fucking chill with.
People who actually have conversations with you and fuck around, you know, are willing to do, you know, fun stuff in the game and not act like a total dick.
Like Quiffical.
Right. Like Quiffical.
Quiffical.
Like Quiffoffle, something.
So, you know, we're not the type of guys that, you know, fucking run around with Marathon Lightweight and Commando with a tack knife. You know, being a
not anymore,
faggot.
At least.
I run around with that, but I use the UMP. I mean, it's overpowered. Fuck you, I still use it. MP5 was overpowered. I still used it.
Right? I like the UMP.
Just like M16's overpowered. Well, I used it. All right, get over it.
Less QQ, more pew pew.
Yeah, well, the thing with that is that just some of those classes are just dick moves, you know?
Well, like, Commando is just gay.
I'm anti-Commando. I love Commando, and I hate it. I love the pro. I hate what Commando does.
Yeah, no.
You know, the Halo lunging, that needs to stay in Halo, you know? I'm not that much a Halo fan, But I do play every now and then, and when I do play, it's Halo. I imagine myself fucking, you know, having to just jump over 50 fucking story buildings and then fucking, knife a guy. Call of Duty, don't give me fucking Call of Duty knife lunge bullshit. I love the fact that I don't take drop damage. That's why I keep Commando on my running kit, because if I'm getting shot, I could just jump out of a fucking building. I'm safe. You know?
Mirror's Edge style.
Yeah, dude. That's why I like it. It's my parkour kit. You know, I even have it named parkour. Yeah. Just because you can just run around, jump, you know, it's great.
I have it, except for some reason now, I changed it into the Red Dead Redemption kit. I have the mini Uzi, you know, I have the dual akimbos. Even though they're nerfed, they're still pretty badass, you know, but the dual akimbo 1887s, and, you know, I have the, you know, marathon.
Dual akimbo.
Marathon light. Yeah, I know, I totally fucked
dual,
that one. I was like,
dual akimbos.
Yeah.
That's four.
Yeah. Have quad models.
But yeah, the akimbo 1887s with, you know, lightweight and ninja. Just, you know, for the sake of, you know, running around, no one hears you. But it's just like, I like the Commando Pro, but it's just, I really got into a habit where I don't knife anymore. So it's like,
I only knife when it's like close quarter. Like when, you know, you get run into a corner, someone else runs, you knife real quick. Cause every time you try to shoot, you just get knifed. So
again, that's a nasty habit of mine that I have not been able to break lately.
I broke it already. Like I had that shit where I was like, I'd always get fucked over.
But see, for some reason, like most of the time that shit happens, I usually prevail, you know. It's just, I go, run, and I hip fire. Done. You're dead. Sometimes, you know, they'll have Commando. This one dude Commando lunged past me, and I turned around and I'm like, goodbye.
I switched my layout to tactical, and knifing for me is no longer a simple process. The reaction time that it takes most people, you know, to knife when they're on default is like a quarter of what mine is when I have to go all the way over and hit B.
Yeah, you gotta like hit the B button.
Yeah, so but fucking I can drop shot like a motherfucker though.
I hate drop shotting. It's extremely, I just hate it.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's my I don't know, that's my trade off, I guess I should say. You know, knifing is something that I gotta like think ahead. It can't just be a regular old reaction. You know, be like, oh, that guy's, you know, backs to me, I'm gonna go up and knife him.
Yeah, I don't run and chase people to knife them. If someone runs past me and they're gonna keep running, I'm gonna fucking shoot you in the back.
Yeah, so whatever.
Way to go, Jose. You had to bring Call of Duty back into the conversation.
I just really, you know, that pay to play is gonna suck. I'm not gonna be for it.
Yeah, neither am I.
It's like Shade said, you know, basically it's going to weed out people. The people that pretty much aren't going to be playing are looking, a lot of the people are, you know, that are actually cool to talk to and play with. Like Quiffical.
we all want to play with Quiffical. I mean, that's,
I wonder if Quiffical would listen
that's
to
where
the podcast.
It's at.
Give him the podcast. We mention you.
Yeah.
Like name drop, yeah.
Name drop, I mean, someone no one knows. He's at he's in one or two of my he's in my last montage, I think.
The one where we did the javelin strike.
Yeah, he appears a few times because he can.
He
see
can
his
sue
name.
You for that.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he can.
Fuck him! It's the internet.
Yeah, dude, we really need to get like a 7-person javelin strike team.
I want to see that happen.
I think, like, instead of like, because I noticed when we did it, we all pointed at the same spot. We all got to like point like down a line, as in it's like, you know, kind of like how a carpet bomb would in a sense, you know, be acting, you know, it would go across a lot down a vertical line rather than all in the same spot. We gotta like coordinate one of those in like a ground war match one day.
Nah, I don't want no damn it, I died.
He's playing WoW again, what a bitch.
I died. I was actually focused on the conversation, like I'll tap back and I'm like, oh, I'm dead. All right, but either way, I mean, let's actually talk about that. No more Call of Duty. Let's talk about, I'd say, some WoW talk real quick for a little bit, because there's a lot of new stuff happening in Cataclysm, and there's going to be a lot of fun. actually just released more information now.
When is Cataclysm coming out?
I have no idea, dude. We're assuming that's going to be in maybe about 2-3 months. They haven't actually given an exact date, but we're thinking that it's going to go. And I say we as in, like, the whole community of WoW players, they think it's going to be sometime around the time where Wrath came out.
So they stick on a schedule?
They're going to, yeah, we're thinking that they're going for that. Because, I mean, as far as it goes, it's kind of playing the same path like Wrath played. You know, betas came out again. Everyone's playing it. They just released Ruby Sanctum, which is like the final instance for Wrath of Lich King.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now the beta's out. Now, you know, everyone's doing this. And now they're just leaking more and more and more information. So it just seems that it's going to play the same role it played before, and it's going to come out around the same time.
How long has Lich King been out now that I think about it?
Lich King's been out for a good year or two, dude. I mean,
like, I can't remember when Lich King came out. Like, I think it came out around over a year.
Yeah,
like, I think it came out around the same time Mirror's Edge came out. Because I think they were, like, promoting it when I went to get Mirror's Edge.
No, it's definitely been a very long time.
Okay, apparently
2 years this January, at least. Yes.
It's been out for a while, I mean, a good while.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, who cares about WoW?
All right, let's see if Wikipedia could help me. It came out in 2008. There you go. November 13th, 2008.
See? Over 2 years.
To win.
So it's been out for a while. And I mean, Cataclysm, they're just throwing out so much. They even just threw out right now, I just clicked and saw, they're actually going to go back down to 31-point talent trees.
Why?
I have no idea what any of this means. I never
basically skill. You have your talent tree, you have your skills. You level up, you put, you know, each level up, you get 1 point, you put the point in the skill tree. The end. They're going back to 31, which means, well, 41 at level 85. You're going to get 1 point every two levels.
That confuses Whitey. Whitey has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, never played WoW. Don't intend
You're playing Runes of Magic, dude.
I haven't played in like a week. So
yeah, but you're playing. You have skill trees. All right, you have a skill tree. You know how the skill tree works.
Not really. There's just skills there. Whenever you get to a certain level, you get that skill.
Okay, well, imagine that. You get to a certain level, you put the skill point in. Same concept.
You get just every single skill.
Yeah, this one's selective. Every two levels, you're going to get 1 point to put 1 point in one skill.
So every two levels, you level up a skill.
Yeah,
no.
So now it's going
to
be... Yeah,
you get a point to put into a skill tree.
Yeah. You get one choice, and one choice only. I mean,
you can
reset. But it's going to be basically really core... They want to say they're calling it, as far as a little tab it's called Getting Down to the Grit. So I guess they really want to make it they're trying to simplify the game as much as possible, though I think this is going the wrong direction.
So does that just mean like there's more possibilities for whoever's in a party to have like more specific turds, like maybe DPS or tanking or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, as for me, I have tank spec and I stick to the tank spec. You know, in the tree, in the feral, I'm a druid, so in the feral tree it has, you know, there's different skills. One's going to attribute more towards, you know, the feral cat, which is the DPS, but it also has one that's more towards the bear, which is the tank. So I put my points into more of the shit that's better for tanking, you know? One that increases my armor, one that gives me this, like, all everything towards tank. And then, you know, Adrian, he is a DPSer. He has a cat, and his is spec'd a little different than mine because his is more towards, you know, doing damage. Mine's more towards taking damage.
You do like to take damage.
I'm the tank. I get hit.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, dude. I can't play a caster. Only caster I can play is a healer, because, like, you can just, like, lull while you're healing. You know, you just run around like, I'll heal you, buddy. I can't do it.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, in terms of one skill point every two levels makes it means you have to be a little more selective as to which skill you're putting into, right?
Yeah. From the looks of it. It's going to be really, really selective, and, I mean... That's what I'm saying. It could be a bad thing. Like, it seemed like they were trying to go for the core.
I don't think it's going to be a bad move.
I think would be like...
Well, because when has WoW made a bad move?
They haven't, but, you know...
they haven't.
And they've been out
they
for how long
not.
Now?
No, you know, they have, actually. You know, but then again, it's just to keep everyone happy. A lot of the stuff they dicked around, and I mean, any MMO is based around PvP. I don't care what you say. I don't even care if that server's PvE, okay? It's all about PvP.
Yeah.
Just like in Ragnarok.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about... Yeah, what did we do in Ragnarok? I don't even remember doing anything important.
We didn't even sit in the real town. We sat in the PvP version.
Someone came in, tried to talk shit, you just wreck them, and that's it. You walk away, and you sit back down. That's all it's about. And, I mean, WoW did the same thing, where a bunch of skills were out. It was really cool. And you know, people complained. They QQ'd, like, oh, this is too overpowered. I keep getting hit by this. So then they lowered the attack. And then what'd that do? That screwed us over for PvE. We were like, all right, we're going to, oh, shit, we don't have that skill anymore. What are we going to do, you know?
Right.
It just screwed up a lot of people with, you know,
and PvE's. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I mean, they're trying to keep everyone happy, but in the end, there's going to be some classes with certain combinations. It's going to be overpowered. Get over it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like
that. It's like that in every game, really.
But I mean, that's how it is. It's going to be, it's all PvP wise, and I mean,
I'll be coming back to play Cataclysm for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm actually doing that right now. I'm trying to level up a warrior to, you know, get ready for Cataclysm. But I'm hoping it's going to be good. I mean, I'm trying the beta out right now, and the beta seems solid. It just,
it seems kind of bullshit. Blizzard never puts out anything bad. Like, their games, if they're going to put it out, then it's going to be solid. Like, every game that they've put out has been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put their time into it, but I just feel like, I don't know, it just feels really bullshit. Because, you know, if you played, you did all the stuff, you hit level 80, you know, you remember being, like, you know, a little nub-nub running around in the starter zone, you know, like, yeah, you know, yeah. And just trying to get kills. And I don't know, just now coming back to level 80 and you could fly around, you're just like, damn, I remember walking this shit when I didn't have a freaking mount.
Yeah,
now you're just flying over, like, ah.
I wonder what they're going to do with the Explorer title. Like, is it going to become a Feats of Strength or something, or are they going to keep it?
Cause I don't think they should.
They better put it to Feats of Strength, goddammit, because I spent 2 weeks getting that damn title.
Well, I got to get mine still. Dude. I kind of got lazy. I did all of Northrin. I got the stupid, you know, the Tabard, but I have yet to finish up. I didn't even do Outlands, dude. I'm missing, like, you know, Stormpeaks, because no one goes there.
Yeah.
I do. I go there to eat my breakfast.
But no, my paladin's name is Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, it used to be Fat Feet, though.
It used to be Fat Feet, yeah.
You went for Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
I have to get the Explorer title. I still want to get it. But there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff with new characters, new skills, new stuff. But I don't know, dude.
See, the thing is that I'm not going to go back into it hardcore, though. I'm just going to go back in, check it out, and then from there I'll decide what I'm going to do, yeah.
You'll decide if you want to be casual or, you know, I mean, it's fun, dude. I mean, as far as it goes, I'm trying classes out, and some of it seems like, I mean, this new talent thing is not even in the beta. I haven't logged on today, so I don't know if they're putting it in, but when I looked at the beta, it was still the normal skill tree points, but now they're saying it's going to go down to 41, so this is going to be, it's going to change up a lot, especially. I mean, they're probably going to lower the points for skills and stuff like that. So it could be a little easier, to be honest.
Still no idea what's everyone you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. We're not going to fucking explain
just
to you anymore.
Nod and say okay.
Fuck you. I don't want to hear.
All right, and I want to do like a little bit of a name drop for a website, because I play, and every now and then I don't have time to actually look up shit. And, you know, leveling up your skills and your professions is a bitch. If you leveled up your professions, you know how much of a pain in the ass it is.
Yep.
And leveling up, you know, like everything. Whatever you want, alchemy, blacksmith, all that stuff. Go to this website. It's really good. It's tarowowguides.com. And it's tarowowguides.com. I've used it, and that's how I got my jewel crafting up. But if it wasn't for that site, dude, I'd probably still have like 10 jewel crafting. I refused to level it. And then I found this guide, and it was like, just buy this, this, and this. And then, you know, there you go. You spend a little bit of money, you get it all the way up, and now I'm like making a little bit more profit, you know, cutting gems for people, and it's helping me out with tank gems.
Yeah, I think I think Wowhead did the same thing, and something else, some other site.
There's a couple sites. You'll find a couple sites that have, like, you know, all these guides of how to level it, like skinning and all that. They'll tell you the maps to go to and all that.
And routes and
this
stuff.
This guy, this guy, he does the same thing, and even some of it, he'll do videos and show you him, you know, camping it, showing where he's going, showing, instead of just giving, oh, just go here. Yeah, you'll find it here, maybe. No. He takes the time and puts, you know, like 30-minute, you know, in a time span of 30 minutes of, like, what he did within the 30, and it'll be like a 5-minute video showing, you know, what he did. So it's really good. I have to give him the credit for that. I mean, it's a great site.
All right, and even for, you could give me the link, and I'll throw it in the on the site.
Yeah, and he even has, he's been starting to do this, and he's going to do it the same thing for Cataclysm. I know YouTube channel TankSpot does it.
Yeah, I've used TankSpot.
he has a little bit of a rating guide going on from what he's done. So he kind of gives you guys a little heads up on what to expect, you know, what's going to be there. But, I mean, as far as it goes, he does level guides and he does gold making guides. So you don't have to sit there and listen to, you know, oh, learn how to make 1,000 gold a day. Oh, but pay me $5 and I'll give you a, you know, a book how to do it. No. He does it all free. He shows you how to make the gold. He has videos of him, you know, buying the supplies, making the supplies, and collecting revenue. And so if you really want to make gold, you really want to level up your stuff, excellent site.
Do it. Okay, no more wild talk.
Do it now.
Google it. Google it.
Yeah. So,
That was my last tab, so I'm going to go back to playing WoW.
You bitch.
So,
Well, you got to figure, once we're all done with this, we're playing Lost Planet.
Oh, that.
You too.
Yeah, I'm we got to do Lost Planet. We've been postponing it.
Well, yeah, Lost Planet 2. It's not bad. It's, compared to all the reviews it's gotten, it's
a good rent.
It's a good rent, and I mean, it's honestly, if you have friends that have it or friends that rent it, it's
the
really good.
People that reviewed didn't have friends. That's why it got bad reviews.
Yeah, they don't
you
have.
You guys just bullshit. Any friends? That's why I'm on Xbox. You got no friends. Friends.
Yeah, you know, between you know, every so often we can have four people to play with. The game campaign is really good. It keeps you interested. You know, Chapter 3 is a fucking horror nightmare without one other person. But other than that, it's... I'll give it a solid, like, 7.
I would probably be too busy playing Crackdown whenever I get some extra money around.
Oh,
Crackdown 2.
Oh, yeah, Crackdown 2 is shipped for me. It'll be here tomorrow, but, you know, I'm going to Kineticon on...
Kineticon.
Hell yeah, it's crafty, isn't it?
It's where all the white people go.
You know, so I'll be, you know, the earliest I could play is like Sunday evening, and I'm going to play with John. He's a bad person.
Yeah, I don't know, I played it and I don't know, the demo dude just didn't, I don't know.
John, let's see, he left me a few messages about it actually, let's see.
God, this game's horrible.
He thinks some of the random chatter was thought up by Seth Green. He's like, one of the quotes is, he's here to kick ass and chew gum, and he's all out of ass. But, he thinks he likes it. He says it's pretty good. And John is usually pretty uptight with games. So usually if he gives it a thumbs up, it's usually pretty much worth playing.
Yeah, my buddy, Ryan, he got it through Gamefly, and it should be here pretty soon, so... I'll be able to play it and get some hands-on with it before I decide if I'm going to buy it or not.
I mean, well, I tried the
you
demo,
gotta
dude.
Figure out the situation with your 360 first.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, considering how long it's going to be at my place, you know, I'll play that shit with you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, I would.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Crackdown. I played the demo, dude. I played the first one, and to be honest, I got the first one because of the Halo beta.
Everybody did.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first one. It was really good. I mean, it just kind of screws you over if you like, you know, I wasn't an achievement whore back in the day. But if you like achievements, you just got to play a new game because you beat the game. You can't really do much after. You just walk around. So, no bueno.
Just like Pueblo?
That's like Pueblo, dude. No bueno.
Yeah, that's right. Anyone from Pueblo listen out there. No bueno.
You're no bueno.
You're no bueno.
Okay. Okay. I feel like we've reached a part of the podcast where we're just going to start rambling about things. So, plus, we're over an hour now. We're at an hour and about 15.
Now we're going for two.
Ever. Yeah.
No way. I don't have the space requirements for that.
Go for gold, buddy.
Okay, you can sponsor the podcast. You can buy us more space.
Fuck you.
Okay, well, we talked about a good amount of stuff. Let's hope the quality of this one popped out. Again, if you're listening to this, then hooray!
We did it!
We did it, everybody!
Papa Booey, Papa Booey, Howard Stern's penis, Papa Booey, Papa Booey!
So, thanks again for tuning in for the cast. You know, got some new characters coming in now that I got the Skype thing hopefully worked out. I don't know.
We'll make more appearances.
Yeah,
hopefully. If I have a quiet house, that's the.
See, the thing is, it was a good time because I'm gone this weekend. You're not working today, and I'm not working today either. Usually, right. We're all mixed matched around. You know, he's working, but I'm not. I'm working. He is. sometimes we're both working, you know. So it was probably a good opportunity.
Sometimes I'm wearing a hat. I mean, who knows?
Sometimes I don't have pants on.
Man, I can't do a podcast without pants. I mean,
I yeah, need those.
It's just not the same.
I need my podcast Speedo on.
No, Terry is playing Mega Man and shit, you know.
Yeah, fucking shit, dying.
Alex just being a nerd. Hey, you guys.
Just to explain how long of the fail we had in the beginning, I'm at 3 hours and 22 minutes right now.
3 hours, 22 minutes, 53 seconds.
Like, that was a good amount of fail, dude, for an hour video. It took us 3 hours to make.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. Yeah.
We did it.
Young okay. boys.
But yeah, feel free to go visit the site at thebestpodcast.podbean.com or email me if you have any questions or want to submit a video of anything that we've been fucking talking about at lolthecast@gmail.com.
I want to see 5 nukes in a row, okay? That's what we got to see. Nukes. 5.
Yeah, the 5 nuke challenge. I will. The
5 nuke challenge. Prove me with a video. I don't have no
deep
proof.
Fry his hat and eat it.
I have zero proof, but you have to.
I have no proof, but there is proof.
It's just like the King of Kong. You have no proof, but your word is absolute.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You're a dick.
I have witnesses. That kind of counts for it.
Yeah, I'll next time, well, whenever my 360 is fixed, I'll be sure to record the games when I'm in there. And then we'll make a little video about it, or whatever, I don't know.
Another mintage.
A minotage.
We gotta think of more funny stuff to do.
Okay, anyways, rambling, so.
Oh, right, yeah.
Rubble, rubble, rubble.
Rubble, rubble, rubble.
Say your goodbyes.
Something dark side.
I don't want to say goodbye, man.
I know, I'm not good at goodbyes.
I am.
It's like saying goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Oh, right, I got something to say.
What?
Testicles. Oh, and death to all niggers and.
Oh, Jesus. Those guys are African viewers.
Cut it out. All right. See you guys. Bye.